From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In hundreds of cities from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the fastest individual hours in radio are in full swing. I do want to tell you that there is breaking news as I come to you with this hour. It appears to have been an arrest and several injured folks again as another vehicle hits pedestrians in London. Is this another terrorist attack? Well, you tell me. There are reports I'm seeing that these folks that were hit by a vehicle were coming out of a mosque. More information as this story breaks coming up here on Armed American Radio from the Monster Broadcast Studios, the Crossbreed Holster Studios of this monster show. We'll keep you posted on that as we get more information as it comes across some of the feeds. In the meantime, happy Father's Day to you, all of you, including single mothers. I say happy Mother's Day to single fathers, too. We're all fathers, right? We all have a responsibility. But you dads, it's a great responsibility being a dad. I know I have two little ones myself, a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. They're not that little anymore, but I had a great day with my kids. The three of us went to SunTrust Park, watched the Braves beat the Marlins in a bottom-of-the-ninth walk-off. Brandon Phillips had another huge game, second walk-off in a row. Brandon did the same thing last night. We were there also. I was there with my son. So a lot of fun. I hope you had a lot of fun with your family today, and I hope you chilled out and relaxed and just enjoyed being dad. You know what I mean? It's a lot of fun. I know my next guest did, because he's a dad too. A.W.R. Hawkins is a dad to everybody. I look at him as my dad when I read everything he writes, because I rely on him so much, and I know you do too, for the information that we get from Breitbart News. A.W.R. Hawkins is responsible for the vast majority of everything coming out of there relative to the right to bear arms. A.W.R. Hawkins, welcome to the show. Happy Father's Day, brother.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be with you. Happy Father's Day.
I look at you, and when it comes to this stuff, I look at you as just a good old Second Amendment dad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I appreciate it. I spent most of my day today working on that.
And, I know you did.
Had a lot of things, Mark Kelly and others, and so who are idiots. So I had to write on them. spent some more time with some POWs today, and to work on the other things, the projects I have going. So they're kind of slowing down tonight. So,
well, good, because we've got with the POW thing. We're going there, the Nimitz and everything else. You got a lot to talk about with that. I want to hold off on that first, though. Well, you know what? No, let's not hold off on that. Let's go with that one first. How about it? Let's go there right out of the box. Museum, you, POW, history, a lot of work you've done. Tell us about it. Very proud of that.
Thank you, Mark, for the opportunity. When I was doing my PhD, I traveled around on the weekends. I did my PhD at Texas Tech, military history. I would travel around the state of Texas and interview POWs. And I recently contacted Nimitz Museum and just told them how many interviews I have. And I realized basically I was sitting on something that needs to be shared with the world, not that needs to just be thrown away, once I'm gone. And so they started the A.W.R. Hawkins Collection, which is it's a group of interviews just transcribed that I did with these gentlemen, and they tell their words and their own story. I don't change a thing. Their verbs aren't in tense. They use double negatives. They use triple negatives. They use some words that we can't say on this air. And whatever they said is what you read, and you get the feel for them and what they went through. POWs who were held in Japan, POWs who were held in Germany, Italy, everywhere. So I have both theaters covered. The Nimitz Museum, of course, is a Pacific museum, but they take all of the Second Amendment stuff. And a buddy of mine, Chris Turnbull from Houston, met me over there. And I wanted just someone with me. But it's not about me, Mark, and I know you know that. But it's about those guys. But there was something in me that fundamentally thought this is a moment. And I just wanted somebody with me. My buddy Chris came over, and we did it, and we sat with the chief archivist, and we just made a separate – they make a separate file for each of these guys, put their photos in, letters that the family's given me, all these things, and makes me hope that for generations that aren't where we are philosophically, they're still forming their ideas. What this collection is for is for PhD students, for authors, for researchers, that when they research POWs, they can go to Nimitz. And they call Nimitz and say, look, I'm going to be down there Wednesday at 1. I want to read the A.W.R. Hawkins collection. And they'll say, okay. And they'll have it spread out in the research room. And they can sit there and read about these guys and see what they went through. Not reading what this author said they went through, but reading what they said they went through and how they were treated. And it's absolutely, in my opinion, it's amazing. Not because of me, but because of the price that these men paid, which is incredible.
AWO, where can people go sit? Where can people go to get this?
Nimitz Museum, which is in Fredericksburg, Texas. And right now, they just now, this week, they'll be putting, I think, only 6 or 7 of the interviews will be available. I would honestly encourage people, if they seriously want to read it, wait about 4 weeks, and there'll be 43, all 43 interviews will be available. And you can go to the Nimitz Museum in Fredericksburg, Texas, and read them. And as I say, you can look at those photographs, and when you do, you remember that these aren't just words. These are men. These are men who are held in horse stalls, held in a horse stall for 93 days. And they were given to eat one ball of rice a day for 93 days. And when you talk to them, and I'll say to my hero, Scott Downing, who was a POW, I said, Scott, did you ever doubt they were coming? And he, almost before I finished the question, Mark, he goes, I knew they were coming. I knew the Americans would never leave me there. He said, every day I sat there with a confidence that they were coming to get me. And when I talk to him, I'll tell him, Mr. Downing, you're a hero to me. And just like everyone to a man that I interviewed, when I say that to them, they'll go, I'm not a hero. I just did what had to be done. If I hadn't done it, somebody else would have done it. That kind of dedication to our country, that's what I hope people can see when they go and read those things. It's not about me. It's about them.
I knew that you had interviewed these individuals. We had talked about it briefly before. How many do you, as we say down south, reckon you spoke to?
I don't know. I would reckon, as you say, and I say too, I would reckon 40 to 43, maybe a little more. It's a rough number because it depends on if the videotapes that I have are different interviews. I'm refamiliarizing myself with some of it. So I don't know if what I'm saying is I don't know if I still have a couple to transcribe. But see, what I do have too, in addition to just the POWs, I have men who are just combat veterans. Like I have men from the 692nd Tank Destroyer Battalion who spent, I think this person spent 190-something days on duty. And what I mean by that is 24/7. Once they got there, there was a certain campaign and a movement to liberate Jews that were being held in Dachau. And I shouldn't say just Jews because I don't know exactly who all they held there. But they liberated that concentration camp. And I asked him, I go, man, that much time on, where do you sleep? He goes, under the tank, over the tank, on the tank. And I'm like, well, what happens if there's an attack and they've got to move that tank and you're under it? And he said, we would tie ropes to our wrists. And if we had to move, whoever that one guy was selected, if they had to move, he grabbed the ropes for the team and pulled them. And it woke everybody up when they felt the jerking on their arm. And then they would run to their position and they would fight. And after they fought, the first time they got a chance, they would sleep again. He says, sometimes you don't sleep for a couple of nights. Sometimes you get an hour a night, but it's under that tank with a rope tied around your arm so your buddy can wake you up without having to scream and give away your position. See, who would think about that? You don't think about those kind of things. You don't think about Americans living like that to keep us free. And that, to me, is why that collection is so important.
you know, more than the collection itself being important because of what you just nailed it. You just flat out nailed it. And that was Americans forget these things or have possibly never even thought about fellow Americans going through this so that we can talk about the things we talk about here on this radio program openly and honestly and talk about protecting and defending the Constitution, which is the Second Amendment, the focus of this program that means so much to all of us and all of them who suffered that you're talking about. I want to continue this conversation with A.W.R. Hawkins when we get back right after this. Don't go away.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
T
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
All right, welcome back to these Crossbeat Holster Studios. The British tabloid Rag, The Sun, is reporting that a new London van whore, Finsbury Park, panic as several people injured after van plows into Muslim worshippers leaving mosque on Seven Sisters Road after Ramadan prayers. Don't think we're at war. Think again. AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the program, brother. Doesn't matter which side it's coming from now. It's, you know, they're at war in the streets over there in London, and God forbid it gets here. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, at AWR Hawkins on Twitter, Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins, or just head over to Breitbart News and search his name. You'll find a list of everything that he writes. Welcome back to the program, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you. Great to be with you.
Let me go back to this, the POW thing, for just a minute. This is something, you know, timing of this is kind of uncanny. I don't know if you've ever seen Ken Burns' documentary, The War. Have you ever seen it?
You know what? I don't know if I've seen the Ken Burns World War II one. No, I don't.
The Civil War one, most of us have seen the Civil War. When I watch it repeatedly,
right.
I'm a huge Civil War buff, have been a Civil War historian for many, many years, particularly the Battle of Gettysburg and a couple of others, but particularly Gettysburg. Spent a lot of time in Gettysburg touring that battlefield in places most people didn't get to go and know very much about that battle. World War II, however, Ken Burns' version of that Civil War documentary called The War covers World War II, and it is quite astonishing. I've always been fascinated in particular with the war in the Pacific. I would love to go to see some of those battlefields. I would love to go to Iwo and a number of other places. I'd love to go see Peleliu and others. I've had the opportunity, the distinct opportunity, to meet some of these gentlemen in AWR at SHOT shows. I've also had the distinct opportunity to be in the right place at the right time, pulling into a complex I was staying at in Scottsdale just a number of years ago, behind a gentleman with a World War II Marine Corps license plate. When he pulled in with his family, I was able to get out and walk over and talk to the man and his family. Absolutely incredible. The man was on Tarawa. So I've had opportunities. Just the most recent one was as I was filling my car at a BJ's Wholesale in Georgia a year ago. The man next to me was a World War II veteran from the Pacific. Incredible when you have an opportunity, such a rare opportunity, to meet the last of this breed
right.
of people. These people are why we are here today. And I think too many people forget that it's because of, I'm going to go back to the Greatest Generation. I'm not discounting anybody who is currently in uniform now, but I'm going back to the Greatest Generation. And I encourage you, watch the documentary, The War. It will open your eyes. Life in this country changed radically for every single American from every walk of life, socioeconomic ladder. It made no difference what neighborhood you lived in or where you came from. You all focused on keeping this country and the world free. If America had failed, we would be in a very, very different world right now. And people forget that it's the people that you talk to and the people that you interviewed, AWR Hawkins, that is now available for everybody to see the work that you did, that were really at the core of this. These were the men who gave, my gosh, you know, I'm not discounting, you know, the tens of thousands of Americans who were killed, of course, please. But when you have an opportunity to talk to these men who suffered in these POW camps, you can get a feel for what the country was going through, not just them, but what everybody was going through to keep this world free. Please, take it from there. It fascinates me.
No, I mean, that's it. You know, one of the POWs I interviewed, he lives in a town called Tulia, Texas. His name was Jim Doan, and his interview is available there at Nimitz, I think, starting Wednesday. But he, I talked to him. I said, you know, Mr. Doan, I look at this as you paid a price for a product. You suffered what you suffered for a product, and this country is the product that you received. That's what you bought with your suffering. And I said, was it worth the price you paid? And this was such a great guy, A. And B, he was quick-witted, and he would answer me almost as soon as I asked the question. But I said, is it worth the price that you paid? He said, I'd pay it again. You can't
You can't. And it is really astonishing. And I know a lot of people. I spent some time over the weekend with a Marine Corps veteran on Saturday, and just met the man. But there's just something that it leaves me speechless. It leaves me speechless. Right. I know they all feel the same way.
Right.
And you can't find it. And when you have an opportunity to sit and talk with these individuals, if that opportunity arises, and the opportunities are dwindling every day, shamefully, it's just
right.
It's life. It is life. It's just that simple. But I know it touches you. I know it does.
Right. I just want to say two things. I know we got to shift, but I just want to say, number one, you just touched on it. You can't keep meeting these people because they're dwindling. And I always tell people, when you see them, shake their hand.
Oh,
tell
yes.
them thank you. Buy them a drink. Buy them a meal if you can afford it. Everybody can afford something different. But everybody can afford to say thank you and at least do that. And then number two, I think the lesson these men teach me that's so important, and when I say this, it may sound weird to people, but suffering produces happiness. And the reason I say that, each one of these men I interviewed, not just some, each, they laughed a lot. They were very happy. When we talked about the misery they went through, that was a chapter in their life. They went through it. They all rejected a hero label. They all said, I did my duty. I did what had
right.
to be done, so on and so forth. And it seemed to me that the suffering that came with self-sacrifice produced joy in them. And I think in our society, we're so backward. We want the joy, but we don't want to pay the price. And that's the difference. These men were willing to suffer to keep America great. They were willing to suffer. And I fear that we're raising generations of snowflakes
right.
who don't even want to write the word suffer, much less endure it. And that's it. That's my soapbox speech, but I think that's
no.
important.
No, you're right. And we'll close out this segment with that because it's so true. It's so true. I've read the books. I've had the opportunity. I remember talking to the man at the gas pump recently. He was the nicest guy in the world. And watch him, you know, I talked to him while he was filling up his tank. He needed some help with the pump. I helped him out, and I saw his hat. Got to talking with him. So the guy that fought in the Pacific in the 1940s, and boy, just, I mean, a walking, living, breathing American patriot history book. And just to be able to shake his hand and say thank you to him, his wife in the car, really, really, really special. It was really something special. There's a book I want you to read, too. If you've never read it, from Eugene Sledge. Eugene Sledge survived at Peleliu in Okinawa. If you've ever read his book, it is absolutely incredible. It will open your eyes. With the Old Breed, Eugene Sledge was born in November, I believe, of 1923. And if I'm not mistaken, he died in March of 2001. And the book is just incredible, With the Old Breed at Peleliu and Okinawa. When we come back, I've got to start with a happy ending story with you, because nobody does happy ending stories better than A.W.R. Hawkins. Then we're going to talk about Alexandria, but I got to go to the happy ending story first because the headline just screamed at me, cover me, then go to Alexandria. We'll be back right after this with A.W.R. Hawkins.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Ah, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Multitasking in here. We've got a number of different feeds going on. There's an attack in London. We'll keep our eyes on that for you. If anything pops, we'll let you know. I'm going to go back to AWR Hawkins. We're going to move very quickly now in this half hour. Lots to cover with you, but this was screaming out at me, and I just simply had to go here because I love happy ending stories. Mark, what's a happy ending story? When the good guy or girl prevails and the bad guy loses. When you make a decision to try to deprive another American citizen or any human being for that matter of their right to life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly, and whatever befalls you, you earned, baby. And if that includes your own death and demise, tough. You brought it on yourself. Don't come banging on my door looking for sympathy. Ain't gonna happen. We're not happy about your death. We're happy you lost. You earned your demise because that other person will be vindicated. Because they had a right to stop you. And that includes killing you if you were to try to deprive them of their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. You see how this equation works? It's not science here. It's very simple. Try to take what ain't yours, die in the process. You know, nobody's going to sympathize with you. AWR Hawkins, your headline screams it. Man armed with assault rifle allegedly threatens ex-girlfriend. She kills him. Go for it.
It made me laugh out loud when I thought of that title. I can't, I mean, I laughed out loud because as I told my editor, when I go back and forth usually, and by go back and forth, I don't mean argue. I mean, we see who has a better idea, because I always want to provide the best piece I can. And when I was talking to him about that title, I said, what I like is this. It shows that the man had all the power. On paper, he had all the power. He had that ominous assault rifle, quote unquote, that the left talks about. He, you know, he was a man versus a woman, which usually gives the man an advantage because of just physical build. So he had every advantage. But there's one thing that people didn't count on, and that is that she had a gun too. And so advantage is gone. And the deputies said that she opened the door and shot him dead, and that's it. So, you know, he came, as you know, if he came to that home with an assault rifle, quote unquote, he came with a mission. He came to do some serious harm, and maybe to do harm in different ways. There could have been an assault that was going to occur before death occurred. Whatever it is, I'm not going to put thoughts in his mind. I'm just going to say that he threatened her, so said the deputies, and that he came with an assault rifle, so said the deputies, and she opened the door and killed him. So that's how the story goes in America, and you and I both know it increasingly goes that way. And it goes that way with women holding the gun, because they have learned too. And I'm not putting women down when I say they have learned, but I'm just saying guns were once not as common with women. And now gun stores across the country will tell you their concealed carry classes are largely comprised of women. And I love to see it happening.
They are full. They're full. Every gun shop owner I talk to says close to 50%. 50%. So when you hear the 30% of new gun owners are women, 50%.
Yeah.
Don't believe me, ask your gun shop owner. They'll tell you probably the same thing. On average, we're seeing it at 50%. Here's what I loved about this story. What you just heard was the story. There's no embellishment here. There's no reason to embellish anything. What you just heard is, so I'm going to read it to you because I think it's cool. Deputies with Florida Pasco County Sheriff's Office, and I love Pasco County Sheriff's because it was right on the border with Hillsborough County where I lived. For many, many years, I have many friends there. I will be in Pasco County next month with some very close friends for a few days, bringing you this show live, by the way, from Pasco County, Florida. So I love this. This is close to home, hombres. A woman killed her ex-boyfriend after he allegedly threatened her and showed up at her house with an assault rifle, quote unquote. According to Fox 13 News, law enforcement officials said 45-year-old Frank Harrison had previously threatened his ex-girlfriend, 38-year-old Alejandra Gwynn. When Gwynn saw Harrison approach the house, she allegedly opened the door and shot him to death before he could make entry. No charges will be filed. It was self-defense. Moving on to the next story. It's as simple as that.
That's it.
No embellishing.
That's how it works because, see, this is going to sound, I better think about this the way I'm going to say it, but these people who plan on invading a home or assaulting a woman or even assaulting a man, I mean, whatever they plan on doing, I always liken them to Democrats. And I dislike both parties. I dislike the home invaders and the Democrats for the same reason. They're bullies first class. And they think they can take their guns and they can come in your house and they can make you do what they tell you to do. And what I love is the only thing you have to do to change that, the only thing you have to do to take the power away from that bully is be prepared. And when they come in your house, you're like Miss Gwynn. You open the door and you shoot him to death before he can do whatever he was going to do to you. And that's what I love. The gun lets that woman take the power away from the bully. It renders the bully toothless, so to speak. It declaws or defangs that bully, and he can bark and he can yell, but he can't do anything else, and I love it.
No, and he certainly can't harm anyone else today. So good for her. That's a happy ending story in my book. All right. I got to go to Alexandria with you, and I'm going to do it on the back of a story you wrote because I love the segue here, and I also love going after this guy, Mark Kelly. This guy is a charlatan from the word go. And I hate to say that about Mark Kelly. I really do. Mark Kelly's done some amazing things in his life. And I hate to see him diminish himself to this point, particularly after what happened in Alexandria. AWR, I want you to either agree with me or disagree with me, but as I was talking with Alan Gottlieb, and you and I spoke, we spent some rare time together on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense after this story of the political assassination from the hater on the left, attempted political assassination. During the Daily Defense show, you were kind enough to take time away while you were typing for Breitbart to join me for one segment. So let's spend a little bit more time here. The whole world has seen the utter hypocrisy from the left and the gun grabbers when, yet again, good guys, because they couldn't cover this one up. They couldn't silence this one. The media couldn't not cover it. They had to cover it. But yet again, good guys with guns stopped bad guys. Now you have congressmen and right now you have congressmen who are cowering underneath a dugout as, quote-unquote, the term they're using is sitting ducks. And they all knew, had it not been for those guns, whoa, I want to be able to carry my gun now. Now, this is going two ways because we have National Reciprocity Bill already on the books or already on a table there in the Judiciary Committee in both the House and the Senate. And we've got some representatives calling for a carve-out. Okay, I'll get your comments on that too. But Mark Kelly over here vowing to fight national reciprocity. Why? In the face of what the entire world saw. Can this man be so utterly stupid?
Right. Well, my first response is that he's an idiot, and I know that's not enough of an explanation. But my second response is, and I think I've said this to you before, but he's an ideologue. And what an ideologue does is they put their philosophy above the well-being of people. And they'll put their philosophy above the well-being of the very people they claim they defend. And so reality doesn't register with them. Like, consider this. I know I've said it before on the show, but I'll say it now. Mark Kelly, in the same article where he said he is going to continue to oppose national reciprocity post-Alexandria, in the same article he said that we need background checks.
That's laughable.
Background check. His wife's attacker passed universal background checks. He hit the gun. He used to shoot his wife. I mean, it makes my blood boil because, see, reality doesn't matter. Everything's an opportunity to secure more gun control. At the same time, you can Google me with Breitbart, use the plus sign, use Mark Kelly high capacity magazines. I've got video that I've posted at Breitbart of this guy.
Right.
When he was testifying in the Senate against, he was testifying for an assault weapons ban that would have included a high-capacity magazine ban, he's shooting Glocks with high-capacity magazines, talking about how much he loves his Glocks. He's a hypocrite.
He's an ideologue hypocrite. When we come back, we're going to continue this discussion on the back of this story. Great segue. We'll be back with AWR right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Mike Gallagher, I love him. Absolutely love him. Hey, the Gun A Day giveaway. Let me take you over there quickly, please. USCCAonAir.com, USCCAonAir.com. $1,223 is the check you'll get for the Gun A Day giveaway. If you win it today, you only have 3 hours and 11 minutes from the live sound of my voice right now. You're listening in hundreds of cities around the country right now live on near 200 radio stations, might even be, I lose count, don't know anymore, but a ton of them, and I know you're listening. Thank you. $1,223, USCCAonAir.com. Activate a membership, which includes the self-defense shield. There are 3 levels, silver, gold, or platinum, $13 a month, $20 a month, up to $30 a month for $1.15 million in coverage. You could win the Gun A Day giveaway today. You have 3 hours and 11 minutes and 5 seconds from right now. It's now 3 hours and 10 minutes right now, 3 hours and 10 minutes. The Dream Truck Giveaway is the grand prize. One of you is going to win a truck valued at $45,000. All you have to do is give yourself peace of mind, something for every budget. USCCAonAir.com. Head over, read about it, buy it. And if you have questions, please send me an email. I'll be more than happy to get you in the right direction and to answer the questions I can, because I have the product myself. I carry the coverage. I've had it for years. One of the first to have it. So if you have questions about my coverage and why I have, just shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll be more than happy to help you out and point you in the right direction, okay? Thank you for that. Peace of mind. What's it worth to you? AWR Hawkins, welcome back to the program. Here's how I want to kind of segue off the back of Mark Kelly. Mark Kelly is a fool. He's a damn fool. He's an ideologue who is always running his mouth about is these stupid universal background checks, which, by the way, this political assassin, Democrat, socialist, hater, hate-filled, hate-driven by rhetoric from the left, right out of the halls of Congress, by the way, to kill as many Republicans as he could and had a hit list on him, passed a background check. So this nonsense from Mark Kelly and the rest of these morons, the light and the laser are shining very bright on these hypocrites right now, more so than any other time in the last 20 years. So good for him. Keep it up. Keep running his mouth. He looks like a damn fool that he is. In the process, you got Barry Loudermilk out there, my congressman, my representative, who is publicly saying, I need to be able to carry my gun because I'm a target, and I'm not any better than you, but I'm here in Washington, and I'm a target. Well, Barry is also a co-sponsor of Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017 with over 130 sponsors in the House and about 50 or 60, or I think, in the Senate, if I'm not mistaken. I may be wrong on that number in the Senate, but it's huge in the House. The fact of the matter is he's looking for a carve-out because, you know what, political opportunism, we can get this done for me right now. We'll worry about the later. Here's the fear that I pose to Alan Gottlieb. I understand why they want to move it. These guys are not anti-gun. Barry Loudermilk, I'm not insinuating, is anti-gun at all. But I want to make this clear. Political opportunism. Hey, man, you know what? I can get this done for me now because I'm here in Washington. This is hot right now. Let's get this passed for us. I'm afraid if they do that, AWR Hawkins, our national reciprocity bill, which Trump will sign, is just going to sit there tabled and not have the same urgency once they get it for themselves. Am I wrong?
No, I think you're exactly right. I have the same concern. I'm like you. I'm definitely not saying that Loudermilk is anti-gun, because you can tell from his language he's pro-gun. He wished a staff member had a gun in the car. So, you know, but you're exactly right. What he's done, he's either misthought this or it's a selfish move. And I'm still benefit of the doubt of the representative on this, but he needs to get this right, because you're exactly right. There's some political capital right now. They can get a national reciprocity bill through because everybody, the world saw, folks have to be able to defend themselves. Get the national reciprocity bill through that covers everything.
Exactly.
Don't do the carve out. Don't do the carve out. I don't want to. Why should I go to D.C. or wherever, and I can't protect myself? As soon as I'm in that situation, then I'm thinking, this representative thinks his life is more valuable than my life. That's the taste I get, and I don't want that. And I think if he'll rethink this, use the capital to pursue the bill that helps everybody, and we can help everybody all at once, including congressmen.
We are hopefully going to get a chance to talk with Barry Loudermilk here. I've reached out to his office. He is my representative. I have voted for him. He's not anti-gun. He's very, very pro-gun, and I'm with you on this. I think he may have misthought this. I understand the emotional response to this right now, but I don't understand the carve-out. Now, I forget the representative's name, and forgive me, AWR, you may know who it is. I believe you've written about it, but is going a step further saying, hey,
Thomas Massey.
Thomas Massey, correct. Thank you for the correction. Thomas Massey has put out there, let's get reciprocity for everyone in D.C., and I'm thinking to my, now, Loudermilk co-sponsored that too, but I want to say this. Why carve out D.C.? The national reciprocity bill covers everything. And my bumper sticker motto on this has been last week and this week, move the bill, dude. Trump will sign it. Just move the bill and we're all covered. Why carve out anything? It doesn't make sense to me. It concerns me because once these guys move it, they're not going to be akin to want to move on reciprocity again. They're going to want to go elsewhere. Concerned, very concerned about that. Okay. Well, let me just ask you, thoughts on that one, too, on Thomas Massey's bill?
Well, what I'd like to see happen is I'd like to see Representative Massey, whom I have spoken to one-on-one. He was on my podcast. He's a good man. He's 100% pro-gun. I would like to see him simply add the language of his bill to Representative Hudson's national reciprocity.
There you go.
So that the national reciprocity bill also covers D.C., because D.C. wouldn't be covered by current national reciprocity bill it may be, but I would just make sure that it is covered and go that route, and that's how you do it.
Yeah, it would work, and you're right. The political capital is there to do it. Is the will to do it? I don't think the will has ever been greater, and I think what's key is that you, Mr. and Mrs. Listener, you, right now, I'm talking directly to you, have to pick the phone up and let Congress know, do not carve out an exemption for yourself. Don't do it. I need to be in this bill. My family needs to be in this bill. And you know how you remind them of that, AWR? You let them know when Loudermilk says we're targets.
Right.
There are more people targeted by criminals across the country than there are senators and congressmen, times 10, every day in this country. So don't give me that crap that you're the only target. More Americans are targeted around this country than there are all of you totaled by 10 every single day. We're all targets. Let's fix this problem. The political capital is there. The will to do it is there. Trump will sign it. Move the bill, dude. All right, let me head over to, because I got to go to the two Georgia inmates with you. Quickly, a minute. Yet again, bad week for those who hate the right to bear arms. An armed citizen brought these two punk thugs down. Georgia has to spend the money on a trial to begin the process of putting them to sleep, but so be it. We'll get the satisfaction of watching it. Armed citizen redid it again, AWR. How does Mark Kelly argue with that?
Well, Mark Kelly, you threw me off and threw him in. But the citizen, Pastor Kale, said I loaded every weapon I could load. He got his family in the car, and he was basically going to get his family out of the path of the criminals. And he saw the two criminals waving him down. They apparently got tired of it. They wanted to surrender. And he got out of the car, and they laid down in front of him on the driveway, laid down face first. My thing is, what I'm interested in, he had his gun on him.
AWR, I hate to do it, brother. I have to stop you. We've got 30 seconds. I'm sorry, man. I hate to do it, but we're going to have another chance to talk with you next week. That's for sure. AWR, thank you, brother, for everything you do.
All right, man. Thank you.
Have a great rest of the weekend. I've only got 20 seconds left. I hate to cut AWR off, but we're going to bring him back, so don't worry about it. In the meantime, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We're going to talk truckers and the right to bear arms next. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.